BC Assembly of First Nations, BCAFN, Regional Chief Terry TG says he's disappointed with the City Council's decision to pass the controversial Safe Streets bylaw. This really speaks how out of touch this City Council is with governing and dealing with matters such as these, said TG, in an interview with the Prince George Citizen. This poorly written bylaw demonstrates how ill-equipped the City of Prince George is able to deal with these issues. During Monday night's meeting, City Council passed the bylaw in a 5-3 vote. The bylaw enables bylaw officers to ticket for a number of nuisance behaviors like panhandling, using drugs or lying down and obstructing a doorway. Adam Davey, Director of Community Services, referred to ticketing as last-ditch resort and another tool in the toolkit to achieve voluntary compliance. He said the bylaw wasn't meant to deter certain people but certain behaviors. However, with Safe Streets passing, bylaw officers will be able to issue $100 tickets, with a $75 penalty for late payment, for the nuisance behaviors that are arguably targeted at homeless individuals. TG spoke at the council meeting alongside Dr. Joseph Hermer, chair of the Department of Sociology at the University of Toronto, who researches anti-homeless bylaws throughout Canada. Hermer said Prince George's bylaw was unusually punitive and severe, and one of the worst examples he's seen in terms of the impact on homeless individuals. TG said he hoped Hermer's insights would help council make an informed decision, as the councillors aren't experts on some of these issues. The plan was to enlighten them and make sure that they make an informed decision, and I don't think they did. TG said the bylaw is particularly concerning because he estimates 80% of the city's homeless population is Indigenous. I think it speaks to this paternalistic colonial way of addressing these types of issues, which is to punish, and I don't think it's going to work out, said TG. You're punishing people that are already poor that can't pay fines, and further to that you're not offering solutions to the systemic issue of the opioid crisis, chemically dependent addiction, mental health and other issues that people are dealing with. TG said the BCAFN is working with local Indigenous organizations like the Native Friendship Center and PGNATA to develop a strategy to help address homelessness in the city. There are already some services being offered, and perhaps if we just get a good idea of what needs to be researched and put forward, then perhaps this is something that could be addressed to serve a better way ahead rather than just being punitive. This bylaw applies to the entire city but especially affects residents of a tent city at the east end of Fifth Avenue, which its occupants have dubbed Moccasin Flats. The city is also pursuing an injunction with the BC Supreme Court to have the tent city removed and is currently working with BC Housing on to prepare the occupants to leave the encampments and move to accommodations that best meet their needs. Earlier this year, when the city served the Tent City occupants' notice of trespass, TG along with the First Nations Leadership Council called for the city to stop all homeless evictions until a workable plan was in place. TG said he was disappointed to see the city filed for a court order and called the injunction inhumane. You're just really creating a space where people are just being moved to different areas in the city. If you don't deal with the root of the matter, said TG. I think it's really important to address these issues. A hearing for the injunction is scheduled in BC Supreme Court for the week of September 13.